the man who's all wet today and tomorrow and tonight, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. How are you?
I am fine. Absolutely fine. I had to wear my ice cleats this morning because around my house, the stone was half court had ice in
freezing
the wood.
Rain, yeah.
But also, wherever there was snow, like where the cars are parked,
yeah,
it just froze right over. So the old cleats came out this morning.
Well, that's good. I don't think you'll need them after this morning, at least from what I could tell right now. Well, we never know how quick the cold air erodes. Before I get into the weather, there is a background music that everybody knows. It was used mainly in some of the older TV shows and movies, and I couldn't think of anybody else who would be able to identify it but you, because I'm looking, I need that, I have to find that to put in the movie, but it goes like dun 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 dun.
That's dun, death, dun, death, dun. The death dirge.
What is it called?
It's the dirge, the death dirge.
The death. I knew it. I said, you know, Marshall will know. I'm writing it down right now. The death dirge.
Yeah. Well, let me see if I can bring it up here. So see if this is what you're talking about here. Oh, let's see. Let's see if this is. See if it comes up. That's not the one I want. I'll find it.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, I'll go on to the weather while Marshall works on that. We have a warm front working across the region from the south to the north, and that's why it'll be cloudy with some rain, drizzle, and fog around 40 degrees. But again, this is going to be a slow climb today, folks. So just like Marshall, be careful. There could be some slick spots. All of this is just spotty. Tonight, some rain, drizzle, and fog. We stay in the upper 30s, and then breezy and mild. 45 to 50 tomorrow with occasional rain and fog. Wouldn't even be surprised if we get a thunderstorm. I think they'll stay just to our south, but we'll see. That all moves out tomorrow night, and behind the front, sun, clouds, and windy on Wednesday. 35 to 40, sunny Thursday about 30, and sunny Friday in the 30s.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really not not a terrible week. The only thing in jeopardy, ladies and gentlemen, will be Marshall's ride to New York City tomorrow, because I don't know if he even wants to attempt it, because some of the rain is going to be heavy, visibility is going to be low. There'll be some pounding of water on the highways and streets. I don't know if you want to drive down in rain and back.
Yeah, I just won't go over I won't use the sawmill. That's all.
Okay.
Now let's see if this is what you're talking about.
Okay.
Let's see if I can bring it up.
That's it.
Okay, it's the funeral march.
That's the funeral march.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Funeral march. There you go.
Just ask Marshall,
and he comes up with the answers. Thank you for that.
My middle name is Google.
I got a call from a friend last night who is an avid weather watcher.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a friend of mine for about 43 years. This gentleman used to be the editor of Newsday's TV book.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when the paper used to have a supplement. Yep. There was a TV book in there.
Yep.
So you could see what's going on. And he used to edit this. And he came across me when I was doing TV long, long time ago on Long Island. We became friends because of his interest in weather and so forth and so on. So he calls me last night. He says, Pat, I have a couple of bones to pick, not with you, but with some of the people on TV. I'm not going into that right now. I said, yeah, and we spoke about it. He goes, how could some people say right now that the backbone of winter has been broken and everything is uphill from this point? I said, you heard that? He said, not only did I hear it, but I read it on the internet. He said, so my question to you is it? I said, nonsense. He goes, that's just what I figured. He said, I figured I'd call Pat and see what Pat thinks. I said,
what
Tony.
What did they say?
That the backbone of winter has been broken.
Who said that?
He didn't go into specifics on who said that. But I said to him, Tony, I'm just going to ask you in your knowledge. And Marshall, I'll pose this question to you too. The air in Siberia has been averaging between 50 and 90 below zero. And I think we talked about this last week. When you have air in Siberia that cold, do you think that it's just going to disappear?
No, of course not.
It's not. In fact, it's going to make its way over from Siberia, over through Alaska, and then it will seep down the Canadian Rockies. And I'm not saying the whole chunk of it, but pieces of it will come into the United States in 3 weeks. So I think you're going to see plenty of wintry weather. In case anyone else has read anything like this, my thinking is absolutely not. I would love to tell you, yes, winter is over, we had the worst of it. Sorry, but I don't see that. And as far as the month of January goes, the worst of the winter is over. Because I really don't think, Marshall, that between now and next Wednesday, there is going to be any kind of a storm that we would call, quote, label major winter.
Okay.
So I will go on the books to say that. Not saying that you won't get any snow by the 31st, but nothing called a major winter storm. So that's the scoop there. And it was a nice weekend. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I got done, Marshall, all of the things that I had on my list to get done between this past weekend and mid-February. There were a lot of things I had to do before the movie premiere. And everything went so well that I got everything done.
Oh, that's good. Now you're going to have to work on something for me.
Okay.
The FCC approved us to add another signal to our Robinhood radio network.
Excellent, excellent. And where is that going to be? Don't tell me Vermont.
No, it's going to be out of, it's licensed to, it'll be licensed to Kent, Connecticut. It will cover all the way down through New Milford, Connecticut. It'll cover down to Pawling, New York, and over to Millbrook, New York.
Okay.
So we have to expand our
forecast south.
South and a little more to the southwest.
Right. South and the southwest. Okay. before you know, we'll be doing a forecast for all of New England.
I was going to say.
Marshall, well, that's good. That's it. That's good news. Congratulations on that. That's not a problem. Are you going to be changing the intro?
I think so, but it'll just be one slight change. It won't be a huge change.
Okay, well, you'll email me that.
Yeah. But it won't be for a while.
Okay, and then we'll incorporate that into forecast. That's not a problem at all. That's good. That's not a problem at all. And aside from that, I mean, I'm thrilled with the fact that I don't have a winter storm to worry about this week.
And you didn't watch the football games at all yesterday?
No, I did not. No. You know me, I really don't watch sports, and especially football. Well, Marshall, when is Super Bowl?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
So Super Bowl's the first week of February. Isn't it always the end of January?
No. They used to swap it off, but now they have a two-week break.
Oh, okay.
They're at the Pro Bowl is next week, the All-Star game.
I got you. So it's February 3rd. Okay.
Yeah, that's when the Super Bowl is. I hear you're going to have a big Super Bowl party at your house.
Oh, yeah, tremendous. Where is it? Where is it being held this year?
In Minnesota.
Of all places. Do they have the dome, though?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful new stadium inside.
Oh, okay. So we don't have to worry about the weather.
Yeah. Minneapolis.
Okay, Minneapolis. Who's probably going to wind up getting 6 to 12 inches of snow today.
So that's where they're going to hold up. But it'll be inside.
Okay. That's cool. Okay, great. Thank you for all of that. And aren't you glad that we're not in Minnesota today?
I'm very glad that we're not in Minnesota today.
Yeah, or as we say, Minnesota.
I give those people credit. I give them credit. I really do too. Because they say in Minneapolis and St. Paul, that they have connections between the buildings, so you can go between buildings and not have to go outside in the wintertime because it's so cold.
And I told you, and they have all of their pipes so far down in the ground so that they don't freeze. Their only problems there in Minnesota is septics. And they either have to buy special blankets or they have to cover the ground with hay and stuff like that to keep the septics warm enough so that they don't freeze during the winter.
All right. Well, we're going to go out of the weather forecast with this song for you, Pat. It's a Chopin, The Funeral March.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, have a happy day, Pat, as we listen to the music.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye, Sean.
Pat began this morning with a check on the weather forecast.
Robin Hood Radio is...